You're fine. Take the long you need. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Everybody's kind of wandering in, getting seated. That's good. At least you're here. That's all that matters. Let's see. How about we start with 105, and let's stand, please. 105. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the beautiful day, for the snow, Lord, how it covers it all, Lord, makes it white and pure. Thank you, Lord, for this song, Lord, praising our Savior as he came into this world as a babe. Thank you for the Christmas season, Lord, that we can put aside time to remember our Savior who came for us. Thank you, Lord, just for gathering us here today, keeping us safe this past week, and especially today. Lord, be with us as we go into a bit of your word today with our pastor. Guide us, Lord, direct us, but especially, Lord, give John the power he needs to deliver your message today, Lord. I pray that it would soak in, Lord. It'd get into our hearts, Lord. Give us something to use in our daily Christian lives, Lord, today as we leave the building. But, Lord, most of all, if someone needs you, may that person get right before they leave today. Thank you for this great nation, Lord. We know the many problems it has. I just pray, Lord, that people will turn back to you, Lord, and see what you're all about. Be with us, Lord, as we go on here today, Lord. Guide and direct in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Let's see. Where's Autumn at? Right there. Are you ready? Okay. This is the Lord Almighty reigns, I believe. Here we go. Thank you.
Okay, well then let's pick up with He Reigns. Let me find my place here then.
Yep.
All right, well, let's try to wrap it up then.
Okay.
Enthroned on high, the Lord Almighty reigns. Ready?
Here we go.
Enthroned on high, the Lord Almighty reigns. Jesus reigns.
Okay, we'll get it. We got to practice it. It's all right. You ready? Here we go. Oh, let's see. Tonight at 6, our Way of the Masters continues. Don't miss out on that, folks. It's good stuff. See, the 26th, we have a music meeting scheduled. Don't forget that. Personal evangelism, the 28th. The 2nd, men's Bible study. The 3rd, we have communion. The 6th, agenda items are due for the business meeting coming up. The 10th, we have quarterly business meeting scheduled here at the church. Sandra and Autumn need to be checked with for women's Bible study dates. We have regular services on Christmas Eve day, but that night is our candlelight service we have every year, at 4 o'clock. New Year's Eve, regular morning service, and we're going to thinking about a game night for evening service at 6 o'clock. And let's see, we got till the end of the year to complete our class for classwork and accountability items. Got to do these. We're going to work with kids. And Pastor's Thought of the Week. If our level of thankfulness lacking hits us in the head, may its abundance take us to our knees. Guys, if you come forward, we'll take up the morning offering. Let's pray. Father, thank you again, Lord, for just getting us here today. Thank you for the beautiful snow out there, Lord, how it covers the... Seems like it covers the sins of the world, Lord. What our Christ can do for us, Lord, if we'll only love Him and accept Him. Be with us today, Lord, as we go into our service. Be with our pastor, Lord. And now as we're going to take up this offering, Lord, just please be with the gift and the gifts we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. Ellie's going to sing for us.
This is a song that I'm learning at Awana's at our mother church, Walnut Park Baptist Church. And it's called I Love the Father. I love the Father. I love His only Son. I love the Spirit. I love the three in one. For He created me, redeemed and set me free. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. I love the Father. I love His only Son.
Okay.
I love the Father.
Start on the right.
I love the Father. I love His only Son. I love the Spirit. I love the three in one. For He created me, redeemed and set me free. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. I love the Father. I love His only Son. I love the Spirit. I love the three in one. For Jesus died for me, redeemed and set me free. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him.
Autumn. Good morning to one and all. Greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's a beautiful day that He's given us today. I have to say that the snow does not normally get me down. I look at it as a great reminder from God about how He cleanses our sins and makes us white as snow before the sight of God the Father. So tonight, or today, I am thankful for all things. And yes, I guess young folks can be dismissed for children's church at this time. But it's good to see a nice group out today, and this is one of those days where we could maybe do some thinking about whether we go out and so forth in the mornings. But I just want to say this, our doors here at Fruitland will be open unless we have weather that's extreme. And in other words, this morning, yes, I think we probably had about 4 inches of snow, but it's only been around 30 degrees and there wasn't wind. And so you can just plan that usually we will be open, but if we are not, we will be calling everyone to the best of our abilities and let you know about that. And usually even when we do have to cancel services, someone might be around here in case someone shows up, which happens, and don't get the messages. But usually plan that we'll have them unless it's severe. And again, very cold weather, winds, and deep snow on a Sunday morning would be things that we may have to cancel for. But I welcome you today. It's good to see. Yeah, some smiles even, right? Even the cattle were smiling this morning when I shoveled out the bunks. And most mornings they complain about things. And, well, you come out sometime, you'll hear them talk. Oh, I know you're thinking there. But yeah, you know, even God's creation rejoices. And so hopefully we will as well today. And thank Him for the snow. Sometime if you're concerned, read the last verse in the book of Jude. We don't want anyone to fall, literally, but Jesus will help us to not fall away from God the Father. And now unto Him who is able to keep you from falling. That's how that verse goes. That's my ice storm verse. Well, I see we're not in a humorous mood this morning at all, but I kind of am. But anyway, the title of our message today is a Thanksgiving message, and in particular, a Thanksgiving song of praise to God from our friend and brother, in the Lord, David. And the text for this is found in 2 Samuel 22. So we will investigate that this morning, hopefully with joy in our hearts. Before I go to prayer, there's just a few things that I want to make known that go above and beyond what's in your bulletins. First of all, on December 9th, from 5 to 8, 6 to 8. 6 to 8, there is an open house out at the Brown home, out at the farm, and everyone is invited to that. It's an open house, and I do mean open. You can even go through our closets if you like. But be prepared if things fall out, you'll have to put it back, okay? Now, how many people would turn you loose in their whole home, and Kim and I will even come out of the closet that night for that event? But we want you to come out and have a good time, and you don't have to stay all night. In fact, when it gets around 8 o'clock, I'd prefer you do get going. But but seriously, come on out. Watch where you step. We'll have the snow plowed out of the way if it snows. You want to watch out for Hank. He's our dog, and he's white. You may not see him if there's a lot of snow around, but he's big, and he may jump. And there's a lot of cats, and we don't want them in the porch. But anyway, we want you to come. Bring friends. Ginger, I got you here in a minute. We've already invited some people that have nothing to do with Fruitland Baptist Church and told them, come on over. See what we're like. So, Ginger, go ahead.
I did it. I fixed it last night.
We have a lot of problems at our house. The dog or something got into the lighting and tore it off. So, yeah. It's not unusual to see dogs with extension cords, cats with jars stuck on their heads, cattle out in random places. It's all possible with the Browns. Just kind of like with the Lord, nothing is impossible when you come to our house. But we do want you to come and enjoy a time of fellowship there. And there will be plenty to eat, right, Miss Kim? And you know Kim's cooking. You won't be sorry if you come. There will be good stuff there. But we invite you to come out and have a good time. But don't stay real late. No, I don't care if you do. But I may go to sleep. So, you know, Kim and I are usually conked out by 7:30. Not always. Now, more importantly, though, if anyone's interested in a baptismal class, we've had some people saved here recently, and you know the Lord wants us to be baptized to identify with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. So if anyone's interested, we'll have one of those, probably be on a Sunday evening, just a short class, and I want you to let me know about that. Also, a couple things here as well, that we don't have it on a slide this morning, but we will. Deb had it on there, though, about the teacher training. I know enough about Fruitland Baptist Church. By the way, I'm starting on my 21st year here today. Can you believe that? Just help me. You didn't remember, Kim. No, I don't forget things like that. Anyway, now what was I going to say? I better look at my notes again. Oh, I know enough about Fruitland. We're a bunch of procrastinators. But we're not going to be able to, thank you, Denny, we're not going to be able to teach classes if you're responsible for young people under 18 and under if we don't get this training done. Now, some of it's been done already, but the online stuff, just admit it today. If you're like me and you need help with that, we'll figure a way, but we got to get this done by the end of the year, okay? I'm not going to say any more about it, but we need to get it done. Brenda, do you have a question?
No.
Oh, okay, yeah. I do that too, yeah. So we need to take a look at that. Also, starting on the 8th, I believe it is. I believe New Year's Day is the 1st, correct? Is that true? That's like homecoming. Is that always at home? This group is sure. I think we ought to build a snow fort this afternoon, Kim. And we'll wing some balls at each other. Yeah. Anyway, you're welcome to come out for that too. What was I? Oh, we're going to start a new class called the Inquisitors. And you're going to be meeting with me at least initially, but this is an open forum type class. If you have questions about the Christian faith, you have questions about the Bible, I'll do my best, or we will as a group, to explore those topics. I don't know everything, but I do know how to say I don't know, but I'll find out. This is very freewheeling, a Sunday school class called the Inquisitors. Come for that. I invite you to come. Invite people. That's what the class is designed for, you know, to see people be able to get engaged with the church. So I'm excited, and we'll be talking about that more as that becomes apparent here on the 8th, I believe it is, of 2024. I cannot believe that, in the year of our Lord. So that's basically all the things I wanted to add. But hopefully you're enjoying the days that God has given you and that you're excited today about your walk with Him. Well, we're going to go to prayer. We'll take just a few minutes this morning. Again, don't forget those that may be grieving. We know we've had several that have had losses recently. And this is a tough time of the year. Even after someone is not around for a while, it still hurts when we see a missing place around the table of those that we've loved. So let's take a few minutes of silent prayer, a moment, and then I'll follow with a pastoral prayer and we'll get down the road on our message. All right, unless there's something else that needs announced. Yes, we plan to have. I'm having a senior moment, Autumn. Yeah. Follow. Help me. Our program for Sunday night.
Oh, yeah, the evangelism training.
Yeah, but the name of it. Way of the Master. Thank you. That's a difficult thing for many people. Let's pray. Our loving Father in heaven, thank you once again today for your grace and mercy that's bestowed upon mankind and in our lives personally. We thank you today that this is a day, according to your word, that you have made, and you have again commanded us to rejoice and be glad in it. And I pray at this time, Lord, that Psalm 118:24, that would stop us in our tracks and have us ask ourselves, have we rejoiced in the day you've given? I pray today, Lord, that we'll acknowledge that all days, all things are a gift from your gracious hand. And Lord, that we would just worship you in spirit and in truth this day, give you your full due, your confirmation of your worthiness, your faithfulness, your justice, Lord, your righteousness, your grace and mercy directed to us through your Son, Jesus, and his work on Calvary's cross, taking our punishment in our place, but then rising again to declare and to guarantee victory for those who have placed their faith and trust in him. We thank you that that's the whole reason the church gathers today, is to celebrate that. But Lord, we also know that the church was given to be the pillar and ground of the truth. And so we thank you for that gathering today where we're going to look into your word. Lord, where we will be challenged in our spiritual walk. And Lord, hopefully we will be edified through the teaching and preaching of your word. And again, the activity of the Holy Spirit as he works in the lives of those that are here today. Now, Lord, today we realize that the snow may have been a hindrance to some people. And Lord, especially as people get along in years, they have difficulties with this kind of thing. But I pray, Lord, that you'll speak to the hearts of those that aren't here. And we thank you in our modern days that they can hear this message. And they will not have to miss this, but it is possible for them to hear this. And Lord, we pray that it will have an effect on the hearers. Now, Lord, in those same venues, we know that many of our people here today are ill. And Lord, some of them struggle with age and infirmity. Lord, they struggle with grief. Lord, maybe with sin issues in their life, with the loss of a loved one. Recently, Lord, all types of things that affect the hearts of, and the bodies of humanity. And I thank you today, Lord, that you are interested in all those situations. Lord, we're thankful today as well that there is a font filled with your blood that comes from Emmanuel's veins, God with us veins. Lord, that is there to cleanse the sinners. And we pray today, Lord, for our community, for all people that we have an influence on, Lord, whether here locally or through missionary efforts, that this would be a day that they place their sins under your cleansing flood that is provided in your blood, that they'd be saved, Lord. We thank you for people recently who have been saved. And Lord, help us to be very much proactive in reaching out to the lost. So I pray for our community today, Lord, for families, for men and women, for children, and that they again would be touched, Lord, and that the Holy Spirit might garner them in to be saved. We know, Lord, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. May you bless our efforts, Lord, that we have been equipping in on Sunday evenings to witness to the lost and to be a light that shines, Lord, in a dark world. Now, Lord, I just pray that you would bless and superintend over these services today and over the preaching. Lord, you know I'm not capable, and it's always a scary thing, Lord, to come up and preach your word, but it's an exciting thing, Lord, to see what it may do in the hearts of people. So I pray you'll challenge us and, Lord, grow us this day, and we'll just give you the praise in advance for what might take place, and thank you for your presence here with us. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, friends in Christ, I trust we all had a great day devoted to our profession of thankfulness to God. Did you have a good time Thursday and maybe in the week in general? Hopefully you did. And to thank God for all that he has done for us as we gathered with loved ones to enjoy the day. I hope indeed that was the case in all of our lives. But probably for many, if not most, it was well short of what is ideal, okay? As the cares of a busy life and intervening problems and such may have limited our focus on thankfulness as it to be as it could have been. Is that a fair statement to make? Did any of us reach full thankfulness level on Thursday and have one of the highest days we've ever had in our thankfulness level? Well, that may be the case, and I think that I personally had a pretty good one. But probably for most of us, the cares of life, the intervening things that take place, and you know, Thanksgiving is one of those things too where there can be problems. You know, someone doesn't do their share, someone gets stuck with the dishes. That's Kim and I usually, but we had fun, and I was able to cry at the sink like I usually do as I felt unfulfilled doing the dishes. Come on! Well, isn't that the stereotypical place when you're... Yeah. So, Kim and I joked a lot. Kim actually used our wedding china. How many place settings of that do you have, Kim? 24? Oh, my. I was told, you be careful with that. And there have been a few pieces broken, but thankfully, I was not ever one that did. Okay? And I said, this is symbolic of our union. The Lord has seen fit to keep it. I'm thankful for that. Then we had no broken dishes. Anyway, we're not into that, but yeah. Kim's found some at estate sales to replace what's been broken over the years. Yeah. So Kim's always on, she's on the lookout for stuff like that. Oh, she told me not to scratch it with the steel wool either. So, yeah. By the way, I am somewhat skilled in dishwashing. Dawn is the best detergent. Yeah. What's that other stuff? Kim buys the cheap stuff. Anyway. But you know what I mean about that. But you know what I want to testify today to the Lord's goodness is that He has shown me as I took time to reflect on just how good He has been to Kim and me. He's been good to us. Now, I'm not here to brag about us today because there's many deficiencies, but I'm here to brag on Jesus. Amen? And how good He has been. We both have recognized that over the years. And also, I recognize it. It is not because of my goodness, but because of His. He is faithful in all things and beyond measure good. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give Him the glory today. Thank you, Jesus. We all know verses like 1 Thessalonians 5:18 that say, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We know verses like that, but the problem is it's hard to put them into practice, isn't it? Because there are things that come through the flow of life that are less than what we would like to be thankful for. Amen. It happens. But I say, in going along with that, and think about this a little bit. This is profound, I think, for me. If you don't give God thanks in the adversity, you won't thank Him in times of blessing either. You think about that a little bit. If you don't thank Him in the days of adversity, you won't be thanking Him in the days of blessing either. Oh, Lord, help us to thank You and to give You credit for all Your goodness to us. Hallelujah, amen. So maybe, with that thought in mind, some introspection and retrospection. Introspection is silently looking at your own life, and retrospection is looking at the history of your life. Can I ask you today, are you and have you been thankful? And quite frankly, the answer to that for all of us probably is what? Not enough or less than we could have been. Or should have been. But the retrospection and introspection would be profitable in our lives, and I believe it would be profitable if we did it sooner than later. Now, in my rejoicing and thanksgiving this week, I did not write a song. Jory, you can go ahead and say it. I'm thankful that he didn't, because he'd be trying to sing something to us here this morning. Come on, lighten up. It's a snow day. Huh? We don't have all the stuffy people here today. This is just... No, I don't... You... Well, isn't that kind of how it was like in school when there was a lot of people missing? You relaxed a little bit, right? And I think God had this all planned. But I did not write a song, but our brother David did. David was a songwriter. Did you know that? The book of Psalms, or the book of songs, are many of his musical productions. Okay? I didn't write one, but David did, and it's found in 2 Samuel 22. So let's open our scriptures to that this morning as we look. And let's just take a minute, though, and I want to sing part of this. So we're going to sing together this morning. We don't need instruments other than our voices. But thank you to all of our fabulous musicians here, excuse me, at Fruitland Baptist Church. So I'm going to start us out. It's not on the screen. Some of you'll know it. But it's a pretty interesting song, and it's based in David's song. So here's how it starts. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. I will call upon the Lord. Ready? The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Did you like that? David is the author through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Should we do it one more time? It can be done as a round. Someone want to take the opposite of me? You second that motion, Autumn? Okay. I understood that, dear, but thank you. Yes, I know you're always interceding on my behalf. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. I will call upon the Lord. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. So we learned some scripture this morning, right? I like David's music, by the way. Anyway, does anyone know what the situation here is with Dave? David was getting along in his days, but he had just had another victory that God granted against the who? The Philistines. Well, Philistines, yeah. It's like Holsteins. Is it Holstein or Holstein? We could debate that, but not this morning. Who said that? Oh, it is. Okay, Doug, there, you've got it from the authority. Okay. So what did David have to be thankful about? Why was he writing this kind of music? And my question to us today is, what song would you write about your thankfulness today? You know what? If you don't think about your thankfulness, you'll never write a song. Okay? But every one of us ought to have a song of thanksgiving to God. Amen? Yeah, I know we're not all music. I'm not a musician either, you know. But we ought to have a song in our heart of rejoicing and praise. God gave that to me this week. I think he did, Kim. We communicate sometimes, and she indicated as well while we were doing dishes, especially after the china was put away, that she was thankful. No, she is, and we are. God has been good to us. Sure, we don't drive Mercedes, you know, but we're very happy in the Lord, what he's done for us. Praise God. I hope you are too, where God's put you in life. All right, so looking at Dave, verses 1 through 7. There's just a few categories. We're going to go through these very quickly today. Are you ready? And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. Read about David's history. Let me tell you something, folks. David was under attack most of his time. If he wasn't under attack from enemies, and we've talked about this recently in satanic backgrounds on these things, he was under attack from Satan in his personal life. Because remember what Dave had trouble with? The chickies. Absolutely. He faced many challenges, but David was a man after God's own heart. He's like you and I are. We don't get it right, but if you're saved here this morning, you're bought by the blood of Christ. Let me tell you, God's got his hand on you. He will never let you fall. Just like the Apostle Jude says, and now unto him who is able to keep you from falling. You'll only fall if you take and separate yourself from God. David was with God. He was engaged with him, and his heart was to give God glory, even though his heart sometimes strayed and he fell into issues of sin. But he's saying here today, Lord, I've got a song for you, and it's about your deliverance. So that's the first category. If you don't have anything to think about today about being thankful, has God ever delivered you out of any trouble in your life? Well, he has me, because trouble follows me, you know. Most of us probably shouldn't even be here today, right? If we really stop and think about it. Either due to our sin or operating in a broken world, God's delivered every one of us today, folks. And if you're here under the blood of Christ, he's delivered you from a future of death. Eternal death. I'll tell you what, folks, we have reasons to praise God just like David. In this case, he delivered David from his enemies, from the troubles that he had with the Philistines. This was a thing that happened all the way through as Israel came in to occupy the promised land. And as David began to reign after Saul, these battles went on and on. But don't ever forget what David did to a big dude called who? Goliath. And do you think David did that with those five little stones and the one that he put in the sling, and that was all done by a short, red-headed young man? You better know this, the power of God rested upon David. And David acknowledged that in this song. He says, Lord, you've been so good to me. You've delivered me. We can go right down the line here, and you'll see where the song comes from. And he said in verse 2, the Lord is my and my fortress and my deliverer. Is he yours today? And if he's not, why not? And if he is, why are you not giving him glory? Amen? Amen. Why are you and I not giving him glory? By the way, I don't mean to address you, us. Why are we not giving him glory as we should? The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence. David got right down the line here. He was praising God and thanking him for what was really going on. Folks, we know that Thanksgiving Day is a day set aside for Thanksgiving. But, you know, if we look at the biblical concept, it's every day that's a day of Thanksgiving. The problem is the NFL, the shopping on Black Friday, sometimes gets in the way of our Thanksgiving on Thursday, right? Those cares and the things that go on. But folks, if you won't let yourself get alone with God and with his word, you're going to be robbed of the grace and blessing that he has given us to be thankful to him for his goodness. Don't let Black Friday or any of the other events in your life overshadow the goodness of God. Well, you can read on here. We're going to have to cut this short to be done on time. But read 1 through 7. David was thankful for his deliverance. Now let's shift gears and go to verse 8. Again, I could preach through this whole thing today, but you can read it. And you know what? You will be placed when you allow yourself to be like David here. When you get yourself alone with God and begin to count the blessings and the goodness of God in your life, you'll be placed on a higher plateau. You will have a smile on your face, and you will have joy in your heart. And you know what? It's like Miss Kim. You'll probably be whistling. And I've told you before, Kim is a whistler. But when it stops, Kenny, run. No. Verse 8. David was thankful, the next category in verses 8 through 16, for God's power that was revealed. By the way, how many of you know a week and a half ago or so, there was an earthquake over in Illinois? Kay, you're right on. What time did it occur in the morning? 4:44, I happened to be up. Ginger, I didn't feel the shaking over here, but I saw it in the news. 3.7. By the way, look for God to do more shaking. He'll get us shook up one way or another. But the point of this is that God, and he does work through literal earthquakes, but what David is reminiscing about here in his thankfulness to God, he's thinking about God's power that was revealed in his life and in the situation that he was found in. Verse 8, and he's not necessarily talking literally here, but he's saying, God, you've shaken the earth in my life. You've done amazing things in my life. I am so thankful. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of heaven moved and shook because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth. Devoured coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And you can read through this. God thundered from heaven. God works in a mighty way. Folks, God works in still small ways. But he's able to move mountains, my friends. He is the creator, the sustainer, and the redeemer of the universe. Don't we indeed see that power in our lives? If you do, thank him for that. He is able to move things that we could never do in our own makeup. Thankfulness from David for God's power revealed. That brings us down to verse 17 through 19. And again, I encourage you to read this. This will lift you up. This will lift you up in Christ if you will read about the thankfulness of David and his song here. The third point that I want to focus on, he was thankful to God for that God's strength was applied in his life to his own weaknesses. Hallelujah, right? God's strength applied to our weaknesses. Wow, how many of you are weak in here this morning? You don't have, well, thank you for admitting that. I am too. But God shows his strength in our weakness. That's the kind of a God that he is. By the way, he wants us in a mode where we understand that and accept that and accept his strength and his power to intervene in our life. Friend, if you can testify to that goodness in your life today, that is a big thing when it comes to our attitude of gratitude in thanksgiving. His strength was applied to our weakness. Verse 17, I'll just read a few verses. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. Friend, there is no situation today that we face in our lives that God is not able to deal with. Hallelujah, praise God. David gave him glory for that. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. In other words, he was hindered about this in times of trouble, but God never left him, and he was his rock. A rock, again, in the Greek, it's the word Petra. It's a massive rock. That's God. He's immovable. You can fix yourself to him, and it'll never move. He is unmovable. He's there for us. He brought me forth into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Let me tell you something today, folks. God loves you and I. He really does. I don't know that we have the type of love. Again, we can't really in our humanity that he has for us. But never doubt that today. If you have been bought by the blood of Christ, and even if you're here today apart from Jesus Christ, God loves you. He wants to raise you up. He wants to apply his strength to your weakness. God is not here to see you and I destroyed. He is here to see you and I lifted up. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can read on through that. I think, through verse 19. But that brings us to the fourth thing today that's found in verse 20. And I think I jumped ahead here a little bit. But the fourth thing that David was thankful for is the fact that his love brought me to a new place in my journey. By the way, folks, the Christian experience should be one that's like a graph that you like to see in the stock market. We know the stock market has up days and down days, but we like to see the trend line that's what? But sadly, whether you're involved in trading in the market or in life, there are many times that we go into what? And sometimes we don't come back out of that as we should. But folks, that's what God wants. He wants us to be lifted up. He wants us to be getting to newer highs in our life all the time. In our walk with him. And verse 20 confirms that. I think I read it already. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Friend, today, be thankful how God has, and through his love, has brought us into a new place in our journey. And I believe this today, if we'll walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, he will see us see newer heights and higher heights in that walk with him. If we'll give him the glory and let him work in our lives. Amen? The next thing that David mentioned about being thankful in his song was found in verses 21 through 25. By the way, I could preach on this for weeks. But you can read it, and you can see, again, the enthusiasm David had in his walk with God and his thanksgiving. By the way, if you're not thankful, you won't be in a close walk with God. It's that simple. I've already alluded to that. But the fifth thing here that David gave rejoicing about in his song is that that God rewarded my obedience to him. Now, you know, David, at times you could get an idea that he might have been a little arrogant, but I don't think he really was. He was talking about his obedience, but who did he give glory to for his obedience? He gave the glory to God. But what David was telling us and what he was referring back to God is, it's a good thing to obey God and to do it his way. And you'll experience the blessings that God has for us. I reference verse 21 here briefly, and just a few verses. The Lord, here it is, folks, rewarded me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, hath he recompensed me. Was David bragging about his righteousness? No, he was bragging about how God worked in his life when he lived for the Lord. Folks, if your life is less than a place to thank God for in those areas, David's showing us here, he says, very simple, obey God. You'll experience the true blessings of God. And David says, for I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also upright before him and have kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore the Lord hath recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyesight. So he's just saying there, thanks be to God that you kept me on track. And we know David had trouble in his life, but at this point in his life, you know, he was on a high walk with God, and he gave him thanks and gloried about that, again, for the fact that he was rewarded in his obedience. Now I got to kick it into high gear. Verses 26 through 28, David was thankful for God's mercy. Mercy is not giving us what we deserved. Okay, grace and mercy are closely connected, but mercy is not giving what we deserve. All right? And God was good to David. God could have whacked David for the things that he did. But verse 26 through 28, with the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, and with the upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the froward thou shalt show thyself unsavory. And the afflicted people thou wilt save, but thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down. David there again was thanking God for his mercy in his life. Oh, that we would thank him as well. The next thing there in David's thankfulness song was the fact that he gave God glory in verses 29 through 32, that God's light overcame our darkness. Can we give him that today, my friends? Amen. Light always overcomes darkness, and Jesus is the light of the world. I won't read those verses, but I will park on the here in a moment. But remember again, though, that God's light overcomes our propensity to darkness. Praise God. Hallelujah. The next one is God's strength and power in our lives. That's found in verses 33 through 35. And again, David recognized that in his life, and he made thanks to God in this song that he sang. Also, verse 36, I do want to focus here. It's important because, you know, as I mentioned last Sunday, by the way, I was so impressed with Fruitland last Sunday afternoon when we had that meeting. How many people at Fruitland gave thanks, public praise to God? Amen. That's what it's all about, folks. But look at verse 36. David says to God, thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great. David gave thanks for his salvation. I'll tell you, friends, if you've been bought by the blood of Christ and born again in Christ Jesus, if someone ever says, what are you thankful for, and you forget to thank God for his salvation, boy, there's trouble, folks. That's a baseline thing about the greatest gift ever given that God has given to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. David was thankful. David's a saved man. I'm excited. We're going to see him. We're going to see him someday in heaven. And he's going to say, you all went through the same stuff I did. Hallelujah. We're here. We're with Jesus. By the way, high school, junior high class, Kinzer, what might we see in heaven, I said this morning. I didn't say we would. Cain, Jadon, Gamaliel. Remember Gamaliel, when the church began to be persecuted in the book of Acts? Gamaliel said, who was a Pharisee, he said, you better watch it. If this is of God, you won't stop it. I wonder if we'll see Gamaliel. I wonder who we'll see in heaven. I hope everyone in this room will see in heaven. Amen. And that's why we're here today. We got to go. Salvation. The next one is found in verse 37. And I mentioned this again with the book of Jude and with the snow and everything today. But David gave glory and thanksgiving to God. Verse 37, thou hast enlarged my steps under me so that my feet did not slip. David was giving glory to God and thanksgiving for the divine providence to keep him from falling. Hallelujah. If God has done that in your life, give him glory today. Give him thanksgiving and praise. Verses 38 through 43 are kind of a continuation of the first one, but it's victory. That's the emphasis here over enemies and defeat. Victory that God gives us and gave David over enemies and defeat. And the last two, found in verses 44 through 46, the preservation from inside and outside challenges. Preservation from inside and outside challenges. And then I want to close with verses 47 through 51, because this is a what message today. I'm glad that you got the point on that. Thanksgiving. Verses 47 through 51, because this sums it all up today with David. And thank you for your good attention today. As I said, we could have preached for several times on this. But here it is, verse 47. By the way, remember, the Lord... I want to clap during this. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, David says, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. It is God that avengeth me, and that bringeth down the people under me, and that bringeth me forth from mine enemies. Thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, David says, I'm going to watch the Lions and the Packers. I don't even know how that turned out. I think the Packers won, didn't they? Denny? Where'd the preacher go? Yeah. Folks, it doesn't really matter, does it? But what matters is Jesus has already won for us. I'm having a little fun about Thanksgiving Day, but there it is. Therefore, I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the unbelievers or the heathen, and I will sing. Maybe some of you this afternoon will sit down and write a song. And he gives him the final glory here in 51. He says, he is the tower of salvation for his king, meaning David, and showeth mercy to his anointed, unto David, and to his seed forevermore. You see, David knew that he had an integral part in God's program in the line of Christ. Let me tell you something this morning, folks. We are not messianic, but we have an integral part in Christ's program here as believers today. We ought to be thankful for that today. Now, are you ready for the conclusion? Here it is. Well, yeah, well, I forgot to give you the last point. The Lord God, the rock of his salvation. And he says, therefore, I will give thanks to thee. Here's the conclusion. So what would be the song of yours and mine regarding thanksgiving to God? And I do encourage you to write it. And you can come out in our closets and sing it that night. But, you know, folks, today wouldn't be too soon to write it and to sing it to the Lord. He doesn't necessarily want something that's very complex. He just wants you to have the joy of a song in your heart of thanksgiving toward him. That's what it's all about. Think of what Jesus has done for us. The answer to that is, thank you, everything. Isn't he worthy of our song of praise today? I'm done. Amen. Let's take our hymnals and stand if you're able. This last hymn kind of leads us to consider that too. By the way, that's hymn number 115. If you're not motivated to thankfulness today, this hymn might do that, number 115. It's called Out of the Ivory Palaces. You know what this song is about? It's about the fact that Jesus, who is God and one with God, yet the Son of God, left his dwelling place in heaven in the presence of God the Father because God loved us here on this earth so much. He left perfection to come and do what? To live in imperfection and to die for our sins in our place. If that doesn't motivate us to be thankful, by the way, friend, if you're here apart from Jesus today, hopefully that motivates you to consider how much he loves you when he did that. He didn't have to do this, but he did it for us. Isn't that a wonderful thing when we think about Thanksgiving? We've got a problem here. I'm sorry, it's on the screen. I'm sorry about that. It's in a different book. We have some problems here, but we're working on them, and I'm one of them. But this is about Jesus leaving his home in heaven to come down and to tabernacle with us as man and die for our sins. I don't know, Kay, because it's not... It's okay. Let's just sing it, Kay. We're all right. There you go. My Lord has garments so wondrous fine, and myrrh their texture fills. Its fragrance reached to this heart of mine, with joy my being thrills. Out of the ivory palaces into a world of woe, only his great eternal love made my Savior go. Brings you to tears, doesn't it? Jesus didn't have to come for us, but his great love brought him to us, the love of the Father for mankind. Denny, I'm going to ask you to dismiss us today in prayer, please.